Okay, welcome everybody. My name is Pat Wuseg with Missionary Enterprise once again. Today we're November 13th, 2018, and today we are actually on a GO train. And like David pointed out a couple of days ago, said it'd be good to do a video on the GO train because of the word GO. And of course we've done a teaching on go into all the world and preach the gospel. And of course this is with, this is not with outreach today actually. This is under mini documentary presentation. This is a different playlist for our website. Of course this has to do our YouTube channel, but also this has to do with we lost our it's okay. So this has to do, there it is, we got the Lake Ontario in the back of us here, and it's nice and quiet in here. So the introduction to this is that we are heading to Toronto. Actually we're heading to the Metro Toronto Convention Center. Actually, out of all places, we're going to the ProFusion 2018 Pro Imaging Expo. It's a Canadian Professional Imaging Technology Expo. And what is it? What is it exactly? So ProFusion is the photo and video event that caters to the professional image makers. Okay, so we may not be professionals at this time, but this ProFusion is the one and only show in Canada that harnesses that excitement by showcasing the best in photo and video. ProFusion is still the only photo and video event in the country of all Canada that caters to the professional image maker. It continues to be a show designed to bring together those who live and breathe the industry. So my comment here is that if there is anyone who is into the business of in making images, it's Missionary Enterprises, regarding our teaching images, not only for our website, but also for our YouTube videos and our Facebook posts. And I just want to, this is going to be a three-part series. We're going to do a live stream here in the train. We're doing a YouTube video too. And then we're going to do another little short teaching at Union Station. And then once we get to the Metro Toronto Convention Center,
please stand clear, doors are now closing.
We're going to do another final teaching there. So it's going to be a compilation ultimately put onto the YouTube videos. So here, what exactly is media? Because this has to do with media, right? That's what I said, right? Mini documentary presentation concerning the media, all right? So first of all, number one is the main reason of mass production. This is the definitions that I found on the internet. No pun intended, but that's what media is all about. It's all about the internet. So the main means of mass...
Next stop.
So the main means of mass communication, mass communication, broadcasting, publishing, and the internet, regarded collectively, okay? So number two, the means, media, what is it? The means of communication as radio, television, newspapers, magazines, and the internet that reach or influence people widely. Very, very key words here. First of all, we have mass communication, and then we've got the other key words here, reach or influence people widely, and of course, that's not only for the good, but that's also for evil, right? So number three here is the popularity of the word media is references to what the agencies of mass communication, agencies of mass communications, mass, there's the word again, mass communications, agencies, there's all kinds of agencies out there for good and evil and everything in between, unfortunately. And we as Christians, we as those who are born of God, we want to make sure that we make use of all agencies, all media platform for what? For truth, for the Great Commission, right? So number four is communication concerning media, communication channels through which news, entertainment, education, data, or promotional messages are disseminated. I don't have time to get into that word disseminated today. It's a very important word because the word disseminated actually carries the word semen. And the word semen literally means seed. It's the Latin word for the word seed. That's where we get actually our word seminary. So disseminated. Media includes every broadcasting and narrowcasting medium such as newspapers, magazines, TV, radio, billboards, direct mail, telephone, fax, and the internet, which is huge. The internet is just huge, right? So number five, we're just going to wrap it up under here. Number five for now, in general, media, quote-unquote media, refers to various means of communication. So we keep coming across this word communication. This is what I'm doing right now. I'm communicating to you, okay? For example, television, radio, the newspapers are different types of media. The term can also be used as a collective noun for the press or news reporting agencies, all right? In the computer world, The word media is also used as a collective noun but refers to different types of data storage options. This is very interesting here. I came across this morning. Computer media can be hard drives, removable drives such as zip disks, CD-ROMs or CDR disks, DVDs, flash memory, USB drives, and yes, floppy disks. For example, if you want to bring your pictures from your digital camera into a photo processing store, they might ask you what kind of media your pictures are stored on. Are they on the flash memory card inside your camera, or are they on CD or USB drive? So for this and many other reasons, it is helpful to have a basic understanding of what the different types of media are. So this is our first part of the live stream. This is our first part of the YouTube. We're going to do our second part once we get to Union Station, which is basically downtown Toronto, which is not too far from where we're going for the exposition, 2018 Profusion. Thank you for your time. Bye-bye. Okay, so this is the continuation of what we started back in the train, in the GO train. So this is basically part two. We're live streaming once again now. We are in Union Station right here in downtown Toronto on Front Street. And today we're going to move on. Now we're going to move on to the second part of the teaching here. What it says here is, what does the Bible have to say about media, quote-unquote media, in the context with the word publish? I didn't even know I knew the word publish existed in the King James, and we're going to look at that today a little bit. So the Greek word that we're going to look up here for the word publish, it's a Strong's number 2784. It's a verb, and I love this word in the Greek. It's the word caruso. So literally, definitions has to be a herald, to proclaim, to announce a message publicly. So just do a little bit, David, just go do a swirl around with all the people around here, publicly. And with conviction, persuasion, also to herald as a public crier. Well, I'm not gonna cry here today, but a public crier. So some of the key references here for this word caruso here is found in Mark 1, verse 45. Verse 45 has to do with the man that Jesus had dealt of leprosy, the leper. So verse 45 here in the Amplified says, but he went out, the one who got healed by Jesus, he went out and began to talk so freely about it and blaze abroad the news, spreading it everywhere, that Jesus could no longer openly go into a town, but was outside in a lonely desert places. But the people kept on coming to Jesus from all sides and every quarter. Wow. So the King James has the word publish, okay? So Mark 5:20 is also another reference with this word caruso. And the Amplified, it says here, and he, Jesus, departed and began to publicly proclaim, publish, in Decapolis, the region of the 10 cities, and how much Jesus, or not Jesus, the leper who had been healed, how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were astonished and marveled. So here we've got the word publish, which has the idea of public, okay? So which has the idea, carries of what we have today, is a word media, because we already looked at some of the definitions for the word media, and it has the word to mass communication, openly communicate, but publicly. Media has to do with public, okay, openly, okay? So the comment here, my first comment here would be, the very first word I remember getting from the Lord himself right after I got saved was regarding this word herald. I still remember that day. This is like 24 years ago, which the word itself was, I will make you a herald of truth. That's what the Lord spoke to me. One of the first times I ever heard the Lord after I got saved. Which I did not even know what the word herald meant at that time. I was in my bed when he gave it to me. I was just waking up in the morning, and it caused me to look it up, in this word herald, in my brand new Webster's Dictionary, which my mom had just bought me. Okay? So I looked it up. I was totally startled by this word herald. Okay? Number two is, the Lord gave me this other word just a few years ago. I will hook you up with prominent people in the media. That's what he promised me, okay? And I've been confessing that ever since. Number three, the Lord also gave me this other word a few years ago, and this is the word, I want you to live in two realms, the invisible realm, which is the realm of the walk of faith, and the realm of cyberspace, which I had no clue what the latter one meant until I looked it up. I had no idea what he was talking about when he mentioned the word cyberspace.
So I looked it up. I mentioned to David. David's the one who's behind the camera right now. I actually asked David what the word cyberspace meant, and he mentioned internet. So here I looked up this morning before coming out here. The word cyberspace refers to the virtual computer world. Computer world. I got 7 computers in the house now. And 4 years ago, I didn't even have one. Okay, I got 7. And more specifically, it's an electronic medium used to form a global computer network to facilitate online communication. It is a large computer network made up of many worldwide computer networks that employ TCP/IP's protocol to aid in what communication and data exchange activities. There's the word again, communication. Okay, so media is all about communication. Whether it's on paper, whether it's digital, whatever, billboards, whatever, communication, well, that's what we're doing right now. We communicate to one another every day. Cyberspace's core feature is an interactive and virtual environment for a wide, broad range of participants, okay? So you can communicate between 2 people or masses of people through media, mass communication, internet, television, radio, where you're reaching millions of people at one time. Cyberspace allows users to share information, interact, swap ideas, play games, engage in discussions or social forums, conduct business, and create intuitive media, among many other activities, some for good and some for evil, of course. The term cyberspace was initially introduced by William Gibson in his 1984 his book Neuromancer, and the term is still widely used to prescribe any facility or feature that is linked to the internet. Okay, so this is what everything we're doing, right? YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, live stream, Skype, it's all internet. Okay, so comment, believe it or not, I had no internet in my house until four years ago. I just got the internet in my house 4 years ago. And my last comment, 2 more comments before we go here, before we head into where we're going to. The more I learned about or got involved in media, the more I realized that media, especially secular media, yet not excluding what we have in the church, is basically one big propaganda brainwashing machine. That's what I call it. It's a propaganda machine. It's a brainwashing machine. If you really break it all down, especially in light of what the Word of God has to say about the soul, the mind, the intellect, and how they function regarding images, pictures, sound, impressions, etc., through the eyes, the ears, the mouth, in the context of our free moral agency. Last comment here before we move. Even when it comes to this word propaganda, which I had just mentioned, it has very similar definitions or overtones in the context with the word media, such as the spreading of ideas, information, or rumor for the purpose of helping or injuring an institution, a cause, or a person. But see here, we got here the spreading of ideas and information. See, what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to go out there and spread the good news, right? So also we have the idea of ideas, facts, or allegations spread, there's the word spread again, deliberately to further one's cause or to damage an opposing cause. Okay, and we're just gonna stop it right for now. We're gonna see you shortly. Bye-bye. Okay, so we're live streaming again, once again. Now we finally made it here to the Metro Toronto Convention Center. David, why don't you just show a little bit where we're at? Get that profusion right in there. Get that picture right in there. Profusion. Right there. Profusion. Can they see it? You gonna see it? You got that? Okay, yeah. There it is. Yeah, it's hard to see. Okay, good. All right, so this is the last part of our live stream, and this is gonna be the third part of our video concerning media. And I just wanna touch on a couple verses here concerning the world. The mindset of the world because of the fall of man, and even concerning believers and how they need to protect their minds concerning media, because media will work for you or work against you. And even in the church, unfortunately, the church is full of media. This is nothing new to the church. What I'm doing today is nothing new. I've been doing it for a long time. But the thing is, though, if you've got wrong doctrine in your media, then you're gonna have that fosters wrong thinking, which leads to wrong believing, which leads to your soul working against you and not for you. And the church is full of that stuff, and that's my calling to fix all of that because I'm a reformer. So let's look at Ephesians 2 here, chapter 2, verse 2 to 3 in the Amplified here. It says here, verse 2, it says, in which at one time you walked habitually, talking about your former days, your BC days, as I call them, before Christ. You were following the course and fashion of this world. I got thinking about even when I was doing the study, I didn't make a note of it, is the word cosmos. The world, it's a Greek word, cosmos, translated world, but where we get our word cosmetics, cosmopolitan, okay? The fashion of this world, we're under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the prince of the power of the air. You were obedient to and under the control of the demon spirit that still constantly works in the sons of disobedience. Who's the sons of disobedience? It's those who disobeyed, right? Those are still in union with the first Adam. The careless, the rebellious, the unbelieving, you go against the purposes of God. Verse 3. This is the humdinger of the verse here. Among these, we as well as you once lived. We're all been there, right? And conducted ourselves in the passions of our flesh, our behavior, governed by our corrupt and sensual nature, obeying the impulses of the flesh. You gotta love the Amplified. And the thoughts of the mind, our cravings dictated by our senses and our dark imaginings. There's the word images. We were then by nature children of God's wrath and heirs of his indignation like the rest of the world, of mankind. Also, let's look at Romans 12, 2, Amplified. Do not be conformed to this world. Don't be conformed to this. Why would you want to conform to this when God has brought you out of it? He's brought you out of darkness into light. That's what it says in Colossians 1, 13, right? We've been delivered from the darkness and transferred into the kingdom of his light. So why go back to the darkness? That's whole realm of backsliding, right? Do not be conformed to this world, this age. Do not be fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs. Everything of this world is totally superficial, okay? It's temporal with eternal consequences though. But be ye transformed, metamorphosis. I touched on that last night in Omimi. Changed by the entire renewing of the mind, of the soul, by its new ideals and its new attitudes. Last verse here, Mark 4:19. Then the cares and anxieties of the world and distractions of the age. The world is full of distractions. The world is full of activities to distract you from the gospel. We're surrounded by distractions, even in the church. And the pleasures and delight and false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things. Other things. What other things? Anything but the Word of God. Anything that contradicts the Word of God. Creep in and choke and suffocate the Word and it becomes fruitless. This is one of the things. This is an operation of the media. What it does, if you allow wrong media, its influences to get inside of you, because these things, they creep in. It's a subtle operation, like Dave Roberson says. Unbelief, wrong believing, ignorance takes time to have influence over you because of the way it works into your soul through your eye gate, through your ear gate, and through your mouth. That's how these things creep in, and they choke the word, rending the word fruitless. That's the power of media in the wrong hands. There's nothing wrong with media. It's like a lot of things. Money. The Bible says it's the love of money that is the root of all evil. It's not money, it's the love of it. So if you've got media, or you're using it for purposes that go against the purposes of God, then your media is working against you, it's working against the world, it's working against people. I want to thank you for your time. Shalom. Okay, here we are again. We decided to do a fourth part to this live streaming and the video. We just took a walk around. A lot of the pictures, David took a lot of pictures and even did some a little recording. with this camera that we're going to integrate into the video itself, so that you're going to have to go on YouTube video on YouTube channel for that, or the face, we're going to post it on Facebook. But what really came to me in all of this is that the wealth of the wicked. The word wealth in the Hebrew, it's the word force, translated to English force. It's not just money. It's everything that the wicked, the race of the first Adam in its fallen state, have accumulated and have created over the centuries. It all belongs to God. You know, all these cameras, the money here, just this is just one convention. This is just one exposition out of how many throughout the world. This is just one. They have one a year. This is their seventh one, okay, in Toronto. But they have these all over the world, okay? So imagine the time that goes into this, the money, the organization, the teamwork that goes into all of this for 2 days. For what? Listen. I'm not going to judge in a wrong way, but let me tell you something. Most of these cameras here and video and imaging, all this technology here, guaranteed most of it is being used for ungodly purposes. I'm not even talking about for pornography, but a lot of the stuff, they use the stuff for pornography, but it's not even pornography. We're talking about movies at Hollywood, commercials. Just worldly things. I mean, even soap operas, talk shows, TV talk shows. I don't want to mention names. I mean, all this stuff is used for that. Anything you see on the internet, anything you see of high production, anything you see on television, is they're using this technology. And this technology belongs to us, the kingdom of God. It really does. And we do have some of this stuff in the kingdom. But you know what? I hate to tell you this, but a lot of the stuff is being used in the kingdom of God for wrong doctrine. It just is. Promoting self, promoting preachers, promoting their own ministries, not promoting really the kingdom, not really promoting truth. You know, the Bible says rightly dividing the word of truth. Well, a lot of doctrine is not rightly divided in the church today. It's not. And these guys got huge churches. They got huge cameras, huge production, but for what? Is it really bearing fruit for His kingdom? That's what the Lord told me a few years ago. He said, this message I've given you will bear fruit for my kingdom, meaning there are messages out there that are not bearing fruit for the kingdom of God. So anyhow, we decided to do this last live stream, and we're still in the convention center, obviously, and we took a walk around. It's quite a bit, and there's some really neat stuff here. Very expensive, but you know what? It all belongs to us. Positionally, it all belongs to us because of the wealth of the wicked, and also what is found in 2 Corinthians 9:8. 8:9, though he was so very rich, yet for our sake, he became poor, so that by through his poverty, we may be rich. For what? So that we can get God's agenda going forward, according to his will, right? John 5, sonship. A son has no will of his own, right? That's what it's all about, you know? So I want to thank you for your time. We're wrapping it up. This is We're No More. We're going to head back to Oshawa very shortly. And so we really do this also to inspire people to get involved more into technology. Pray about it. Seek God's face about it and see what God wants to do with your local churches, your local ministries, Bible schools, different things like that, to promote the kingdom. Not to promote yourself, but to promote the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for your time. Shalom.